You know, guys, when you get to be our age, finding the motivation to get back in shape can be hard. It's just plain tough to find a routine and to stick with it. Good news. FitBod is a fitness app that is anything but routine. It tailors your workouts to fit your life, your goals, your gear, and even your schedule, so you can avoid burnout. And FitBod helps keep up your momentum by mixing in different exercises, reps, supersets, and circuits. Best yet, FitBod has over 1,000 demonstration videos, so you can learn the right way to do each exercise. It's time to ditch the boring routines and kickstart your fitness journey. Add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription or try the app for free at fitbod.me/zabe. That's fitbod.me/zabe. Summer concert season is almost upon us, and if you're heading out to a country show, it'll be all about the boots. With seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more, Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience quite like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. 162 games of baseball a season can feel like a grind to watch, but you can put the excitement back into each and every game with MyBookie. Run lines, money lines, props galore. Nobody gives you more opportunities to win than MyBookie. Getting started is simple. Deposit $300 and play with $200 instantly. Just use promo code ZABE to claim a MyBookie deposit bonus. Whether you're a diehard fan or a newcomer to the sport, there's never been a better time to join the MyBookie family. Go ahead and sign up today using promo code ZABE to secure your first deposit bonus up to $1,000 with MyBookie. Whatever you put in, they'll meet halfway, all the way up to $1,000. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.com. Today on the ZabeCast, you wanted more Solly? You're going to get hashtag more Solly. In fact, it's almost all Solly today. We'll talk about Dan Snyder's no-good awful day on Capitol Hill, and he wasn't even there. The lyingest liar ever, Roger Goodell. Baby food shortages, the Joe Pa statue, and a whole lot more. Your bonus, uncensored, 35-minute edition of the ZabeCast is locked and loaded, so buckle up and let's go!
Here we go!
Thursday, June 23rd. Thank you for downloading. Before we get going, tomorrow I head to Vegas with my pops. Cross our fingers. Weather's been nasty around the country. Lots of thunderstorms. Knocked out power today. You'll hear about that in just a second. So wish us luck. Full details, media updates, digital assets to come for our weekend in Vegas. Tomorrow's ZabeCast is a really good one. For subscribers only. It is what I call the Book of Charch. What is the Book of Charch? It is how Paul Charchin became fantasy football's number one expert and built the magazine Fantasy Football Weekly, which turned into Fantasy Football or Fanball, the website, which also turned into Fantasy Football Weekly, the radio show that has been a smash runaway hit on KFAN in Minneapolis for years. Here is Charch talking about how he gladly gave up a much better paying job to basically bet on himself and this crazy idea that people out there would pay for quality fantasy football advice.
We see the writing on the wall for the paper copies, and we want to start a website. We start a really skinny version of the website with just the funds that we have, which isn't very much because we're a floundering we're a floundering magazine with like four full-time employees at this point.
And you're still working full-time at your day job.
No, I was able to quit that in 96.
Okay.
But
you're not making much money. You're just sort of scraping by.
I left a $60,000 IT job for a $16,000 job with my own company.
Wow.
When I was 18. 18,000.
That is betting on yourself, brother. Okay.
That is right there.
Yes.
Yes. So, but no kids, no wife, no mortgage, you know, all that stuff.
And
right?
I bet you never really gave it much of a second thought about how little money you had or what kind of car you were driving. You were in the pursuit. You were like, I'm building this thing.
Yeah, I'm happy, right? Because if your job is great, your life is so much better.
Yeah. Now, if you want the whole story, then sign up as a subscriber. Go to zabe.com/premium. You can go month to month. It's $5 a month. And if you want to buy it for a year, get 12 months for the price of 11. All right, I taped Sally in the van. The power was out. So I made some references to sound bites in our discussion that I did not have at my fingertips at the time. Well, I have now hunted them down. I've trimmed them up. And I'm going to go through them one by one. The first one is pretty funny because Representative Jim Jordan, Republican from Indiana, asked Goodell about his number one media nemesis, Dave Portnoy, a.k.a. El Presidente from Barstool Sports.
Ban Dave Portnoy from NFL games.
Pardon me, I couldn't hear your question.
Why do you ban Dave Portnoy from NFL games? He's a journalist. In fact, he's a sports journalist. Why is he banned?
Congressman, I'm not familiar with that issue. I'm happy to check with my staff, but I'm not aware of that.
Meanwhile, Portnoy and Barstool's been running with this. Portnoy put out a release under the Team Portnoy heading as follows. For immediate release, Adolf Hitler, Kim Jong-un, Henry Blodgett, Roger Goodell, the Mount Rushmore of despicably evil leaders. By the way, Henry Blodgett runs Business Insider, which I think was the outfit that ran what Portnoy described was a hit piece against him regarding a relationship with a woman that went a bit sideways, and they claimed that he had sexually assaulted her and whatever. So that's his Mount Rushmore of despicably evil leaders. Today, Roger Goodell erased any shred of doubt that he belongs on that list after he committed perjury, lying under oath to the U.S. government. This by saying, I don't know anything about that. On Wednesday, during a hearing on toxic workplace allegations against the commanders, Goodell enabled and probably encouraged Jim Jordan to ask Raji a simple question. Why did he ban David S. Portnoy, a handsome journalist working hard for the American people, from NFL games and events? Pinocchio's answer was that he was, quote, not familiar with the issue and didn't know what he was talking about. We'll take big fat lies for 2,000, Alex, says Team Portnoy. Does Jeopardy go to 2,000? I thought it went to 500. Let's run through some facts. A word Roger Goodell has probably never heard. Dave Portnoy, who is currently rehabbing a lifelong shoulder injury, has been arrested at NFL HQ for protesting Tom Brady's suspension, organized Clowngate with 70,000 towels at Gillette, ran Mike Kensel out of Super Bowl Media Day, has been kicked out of Super Bowl Media Day, has won a $250,000 COVID auction to watch a game with Goodell, but was then denied, and then was literally dragged out of the Super Bowl just for attending the game. And we're supposed to believe that Roger Goodell has never heard of Dave Portnoy. Hogwash. That is brilliant right there. I loved how Goodell said, I'm sorry, I couldn't hear your question. Yeah, suddenly you can't hear. That's a trick for those who are testifying. I need another second or two to process and figure out what I'm going to say. Meanwhile, you'll hear Sally and I talk about Larry Michael, the longtime play-by-play voice for the Washington Redskins. Not long time. He took over shortly after Snyder bought the team. And, you know, old Larry has been one of the snakiest snakes in the business. And he was caught on a hot mic, pretty much verbally ogling an intern Here's what it sounded like.
Couldn't tell if you wanted me to go longer or shorter or what.
I do think our intern is looking better every day. I do think our intern is a little blonde there talking to Ace. Is it blonde and black?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
The she's, hell of an outfit in the middle of June.
She's looking freaking pretty good. I don't know what the f*** is going on there.
Unbelievable. So disgusting. Mr. Snyder wasn't hands off. He simply turned a blind eye to the conduct he didn't want us all to see, right? This is all too common in an American workplace. Commissioner Goodell, is this acceptable way to run a team?
No.
That example you just showed me is not acceptable.
What's interesting is I'm pretty sure that's J.P. Finley on the voice heard on the very comment there. And J.P. comes real close to saying something that could have ended his career, which is going great right now. He does a midday show on WJFK in Washington. He also reports for NBC Sports Washington on television on the team. He's a good guy, hard worker. I like him. But man, that had shades of Billy Bush right there, where there's Larry goading him in to saying something that might be inappropriate. I think JP says, you know, that's a heck of a dress for June. Meanwhile, the Why Are We Here rant came shortly after the entire thing began, and it was Byron Donalds from Florida, Republican, taking on Carolyn Maloney, the New York Democrat, who had hustled this circus together. Here was his complaint. In essence, why are we here?
Thank you for your testimony and for coming today. I now recognize myself for 5 minutes.
Madam Chair, I have a parliamentary inquiry.
The gentleman is recognized.
Madam Chair, the U.S. Supreme Court case, U.S. versus Watkins, makes clear that Congress's investigative power must be related to and in the furtherance of a legitimate task of Congress. Especially in light of the testimony by Mr. Goodell, how does continuing this hearing actually relate to a legitimate task of Congress in the face of record high inflation, record high gas prices, a completely unsecured border, a fentanyl crisis that is killing more people?
By the way, whether the country was going great or going straight down the tubes, the point stands. How is this specifically related to a function of Congress? It's not!
Between the ages of 18 and 45 than any other cause in the United States, a baby formula crisis, a tampon crisis. Madam Chair, the commissioner has just detailed in his own testimony that the Washington Commanders, Redskins, whatever you choose to call them, have been held accountable. They've made necessary reforms to the organization. You got a chair here for Mr. Snyder who told the committee he was not going to be here.
The gentleman will suspend.
Madam Chair, what is the purpose of this? What is the purpose of this hearing?
The gentleman will suspend. This is not about a stated parliamentary inquiry.
That is the parliamentary inquiry, Madam Chair. What is the purpose of it? You can bang the gavel all you want, but I don't really care. What is the purpose of continuing this, Madam Chair? That is the parliamentary inquiry, and how does Congress's business actually be continued? How does Congress's business actually be continued by continuing this hearing?
The gentleman is co-sponsor.
Okay. Oh, God. And I can't disagree with the question, why the fuck is Congress even dipping their toe into this? Because they're I know why, because they're politicians, and this is what they do. No great dilemmas were solved. No injustice that is plaguing our republic was corrected today on Capitol Hill. But oh, a lot of politicians on both sides of the aisle got to blah, blah, blah. All right, I taped Sally in the van. Power was out. I made some of these references again in the podcast. Now you've got the audio. Go with it. Let's go to the noted endorsement.
Hello.
Hello, I'm calling you early.
It's fine.
Earlier is better than later, right?
Yes.
You are looking live at the Landjet, where it is war-torn Western Loudoun right now due to thunderstorms. Holy shit, Solly. Power is out. I left the house to get in the van to do this podcast, and there are trees down all over the place. It's crazy. Yeah.
That's nuts.
Apparently we got hit really hard. And, of course, I was taking my customary mid-afternoon slumber.
Ugh.
And when I came to, I asked my wife, I said, did we get storms? And she laughed. She goes, you wouldn't believe the storms. So yeah, I slept through it. Yeah.
Well, so. Good for you. It was bad here for an hour or so. The thunder was just thunder and the scaring the dogs kind of thing. But, yeah, it's supposed to rain for, like, the next day, I think.
Yeah. But you know what I say, Sally? Best weather in all the country right here.
That's right.
DMV.
Right here in D.C. A little bit of everything.
So we got
Could be Afghanistan, you know. You don't want an earthquake. 1,000 people dead. Afghanistan.
Oh, really?
We're lucky.
I did not see
you
that.
Didn't see that today? Oh, yeah.
No.
1,000 dead, tens of thousands hurt or homeless. Afghanistan.
How can 1,000 die when they don't have buildings over 2 stories tall?
Well, 500 buildings with 2 each.
I guess the sheer math of it. They don't have high rises in Afghanistan, do they?
I bet in Kabul they do. Maybe
they have mid rises. I bet they probably have 5 stories. I'm guessing.
Right. I doubt they have high rises because the. I don't know about the OSHA, Afghanistan.
Safety and Health Association. Yeah.
Well, that's
commission.
Why when we have earthquakes, very few people die. When Haiti had an earthquake, 100,000 people died in the Haitian earthquake like of 10 years ago.
That is true. Yay regulation.
Yay America.
Yay regulation. You know, every now and then it's good to have some government oversight. Even us libertarians understand there has to be some government oversight. Of course, you've been following this baby shortage fiasco, I'm sure. By the way, Sally is running for District 6 in the Montgomery County upcoming Board of Supervisors, right?
Montgomery County Council.
The council.
Yes.
Yes. Election coming up when?
Less than a month away, July 19th. Early voting, July 7th through 14th. And vote by mail already going on. Ballots have been sent out. So,
Sally for 6. That's all you have
to
remember.
Sally for six. We're trying.
So you being interested in public policy and having the world run as a smoother place probably knows about this baby shortage thing where, you know, the plants in the U.S. that make baby formula had not been inspected because of the fucking pandemic. And then they're like, oh, shit, these things are not safe and they've been shut down. Thank you, COVID panicked response.
Well, they had to. I mean, I don't know the exact details of if they kept them open, what would have happened? Like, would they have made poisonous formula or whatever? But they lessened standards, right? So they could reopen that Abbott plant.
Right.
Which is what they have to do.
But it all got sideways when they stopped inspecting because of COVID, from what I read in the stories. That's where it all got sideways. We should never run out of baby formula, you know?
Well, I mean, it showed our vulnerability in one of many areas. I mean, you know, who knew? I didn't know that there were 3 plants that made baby formula in the country, and if one of them is out of service, that's a huge problem.
Right. So, babies better learn how to eat chicken wings.
I guess.
Can you imagine a baby trying to eat a chicken wing?
Well, you cut it into tiny little pieces. And
No. Make
puree
them,
it, right?
No. Make them hold it and chew it with their little baby teeth.
Like they hold a bottle with the 2 hands.
Oh, God. Well, hey, let's start with Dan Snyder's no good, terrible, awful, rotten day. Not on Capitol Hill, even though he had safely scurried off to France.
Yes.
He was crushed left and right by the Congressional Oversight Committee looking into the toxic environment at the commander's workplace. There was a story on ESPN. You alerted me to the fact that our former colleague, Christopher Cooley, appeared in one of the documents that was shook free from this.
Well, obviously everything is timed to come out at the same time. I mean, the story yesterday of why he paid that $1.6 million 13 years ago was because he touched a woman on a flight.
The woman alleged that in the back of their plane, back from the ACM Awards, which was run by Dick Clark Productions, Snyder groped her and pressed her for sex and was completely inappropriate, even though there were six other people on the plane who all said, I never saw anything happen. That's crazy. She's lying. They eventually paid her $1.6 million, which doesn't look good if you're truly innocent, right?
Well, a lot of people pay off just to get stuff to go away, even if it's not true.
But
I've never been rich or powerful or famous, but I would imagine that's who they come after.
But you would think Dan Snyder would insulate himself as a billionaire from these kind of things by
if you're flying
back and there's a single woman much younger than you that's an employee, because I think she was an employee, right?
I believe so.
Okay, well, you just make sure that you're up in the front seat next to your number one assistant.
This was 2009. This was before,
Me Too?
Harvey Weinstein and Me Too. And
that is true.
It wasn't the 50s when you were slapping women on the fanny, but it was before.
In other words, it wasn't Mad Men. But it was kind of close.
Social media had just started, so there wasn't everyone knowing everything right away. But, I just never understand all of these famous, the Deshaun Watson thing makes no sense, too. I guess it's a power thing, because rich people, heck, even poor people can pay women if they want for services. Ask Robert Kraft. But, it just seems to keep happening that rich, powerful people, I guess, always get what they want. So
I think they get off on that. And little petty shitholes like Dan Snyder really get off on, look what I can get away with.
Yeah.
Even though I was a nerd in college and in high school, and I'm a short little nerd now, I'm a billionaire that owns an NFL team, so I was able to just, get with some woman in the back of the plane. Funny thing is, this hearing quickly got off the rails.
Oh, yeah.
Because all the Republicans are like, why are we here? Like, seriously. We're using congressional time and energy and budget to investigate just basically a workplace, of which there can be a million workplaces that have toxic and or harassing environments.
I mean, if this was, Ed's Plumbing, and Ed was just, touching every woman there, does it get attendance? No,
because
it's not salacious. It's not a league that people hate. It's not a guy who had this racist name. It's not a guy who's done all these other bad things. So it is. I don't even know the legality of it, how the House Oversight Committee gets a case in front of them.
Who justifies what actually gets heard as a case for oversight? And I think the answer is simply whoever is in the majority. Whoever controls.
Well, I guess it's the committee. Well, Carolyn Maloney.
Well, a Democrat woman sees an opportunity to dunk on a Republican white billionaire who's hated like Snyder. She's going to take that chance. And so they got it heard, and, the Democrats all piled in. There were some genuinely legitimate questions, like Jamie Raskin, your representative from Maryland, Solly. He said, hey, hey, NFL, this was to Goodell, by the way, who appeared via Zoom. Is this thing on? Does this work right now? I don't know how to work this.
Roger, you got to unmute your mic. I bet he's a non-unmute your mic guy, right?
Hey, as long as he's not a Jeffrey Toobin guy, that's all we want. So anyway, he asked Goodell, he goes, look, you guys, the NFL, did a deep dive on the Dolphins workplace in 2014. I think that was the bullying case involving Richie Incognito.
Remember? Oh, okay.
So they did a deep dive on that, and at the time, they released a written report, which they didn't do with the Redskins Commanders football team, and it had names redacted to protect those who didn't want their names out. Basically, Raskin said, well, you did it then. Why was this an oral book report that has gone out to the ether and we have no idea what the actual findings were? And all Goodell could say was, well, that was a different situation. And then added, redacting names doesn't work sometimes in my line of business.
Well, it's still unclear how the Wilkinson report. Really? They didn't receive a written report from her?
That's what they say.
How can that be? They had, it was like 16 meetings as the thing was going on, the year that the Wilkinson report took to accumulate or to be investigated, Goodell himself was briefed. I'm sure he had some underling, you know, handle it on, you know, not every time, but he must have met with her in person and gotten the report. I can't believe that's possible. A report about one of your owners or one of your teams. What is this he doing? I mean, I'd love to know what he actually does on a day-to-day basis. You always wonder what people do.
You'd love to shadow Goodell, in other words.
Yeah. Like, what does he do every day? I mean, does he walk in the office?
It's a shit ton of meetings.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure it's like the president. He has a daily briefing every morning.
Oh, yeah.
What's going on? I have to know about. He has all sorts of, secretary and department heads who come to him like, do this. I mean, I would guess. I guess that's how most billion-dollar companies work, that they get updated every day on something, especially this.
My favorite was when Michael Scott told Pam in the office to schedule free play in the afternoon like he was a kid in elementary school.
I'm sure they do that in headquarters. Oh, shit. Running down the hall.
The other thing that was classic was Jim Jordan of Indiana asked Goodell, why is Dave Portnoy of Barstool Sports banned from going to games? And Goodell said, after asking first, I'm sorry, I didn't hear the question, which is always a tell for, oh, shit, right. I got to think about this one.
Yeah.
I didn't hear the question. Fuck you. You heard the question, you asshole. He says, he asks him, why is he banned? And Goodell says, I don't know anything about that. And Jim Jordan says, oh, really? Portnoy on his Twitter feed is just going all in. He's all caps typing, liar, liar, liar. You can't lie like that. Hitler. yeah, it's just good stuff. So they've now issued a subpoena to Dan Snyder. Sorry, my voice is cracking. It must be allergies. Subpoena to Dan Snyder, but it's going to be hard to get it to him because he's out of the country. And from what I understand, you have to have like a French magistrate sign off on it, and they deliver the subpoena, and they do the questions and take the answers, and then they send them back to you. And the appeals on this subpoena could take 6 months. So by that time, you know, the election will have come and gone, the midterms, and I'm pretty much guessing the Democrats aren't going to be running many committees at that time.
I guess. I mean, yeah, I mean, he got out of this because he was asked to appear at this. I guess there's a difference between being asked and being.
I don't think they can. Here's the question.
Forced.
When can they compel you?
Compel, yes, compel.
When can they force you to appear?
When they subpoena you, I guess, for a deposition. When I guess the lawyers say you have to do this.
So why didn't they force them?
I don't know. Well, that's what she said. The Carolyn Maloney, the chair, said just because he repeatedly declined their invitation, they will subpoena him for a deposition. So. Right. I guess we'll have this happen at some point, but
they set up a chair with his nameplate in front of it specifically for the photo op of the empty chair coward who wouldn't appear before Congress. These fucking politicians, man. When you finally get elected, please don't be like them, Solly. Please be different. Be better.
I'll try.
I know you can be better.
I'll be I'm doing it, you know, for the same reasons. I want power and money and fame. That's we all do. I mean, don't. That's what most politicians want. What, to help people? Of course, we want to help people. But, you know, the money and the power. That's why we're all doing it.
Well, and a lifetime gig with a gold-plated pension and gold-plated health care.
Congress. That's not the county council doesn't have that.
Okay, but
not a lifetime pension.
But you start as dog catcher. Someday you could be president.
Well, true.
Start low and go from there.
You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
So Snyder is going to probably dodge having to testify. Whatever report comes out, I don't think it's going to be enough to oust him, because I get the distinct feeling that the NFL and Goodell do not want to open season on billionaires.
Of course.
So I think that Snyder is going to survive in the end. The bigger question is, how does he ever become semi-reputable again? Or is that now a ship that has already sailed?
Was he semi-reputable? I mean, he was one of the most disliked owners by his own.
Yes, I remember.
I don't know if there's anyone who loves Dan Snyder anywhere. I mean, there's not many people who come out and are big, you know, Snyder stands, as you'd call it. You know,
right.
Who are like, oh, Snyder's the best, you know, people who don't work for him, because I never had a problem with him. I like him.
Shut up. You don't even know him. What do you mean, I don't have a problem with him?
I don't hate him like some other people do.
Anyway, I think the answer of him being semi-reputable is probably 12 years, 5 coaches, and 2 team presidents ago. There was a time in which, he's all over the place, but boy, he wants to win so bad. And he would actually do some interviews, appear in public. But once the Bruce Allen thing came and once the RG3 deal blew up, then it really went down to a dark place. And now all the chickens are coming home to roost. By the way, so this story mentioning Cooley's name is the one in the – it was ESPN wrote it. And basically there was the Snyder's attorneys put together a 100-slide PowerPoint.
Yes.
That was designed to deflect blame in every direction possible.
Of course.
But his, including the bulk of it at Bruce Allen.
Yeah.
That is so rich that he was his close buddy henchman. And then as soon as the wolves start coming, he throws Bruce out the door to be eaten and starts.
Well, that's the whole thing. I mean, the last several years was, the culture, the work environment is terrible. And Snyder has to say, well, someone has to be blamed, and they're gone. Everyone who was named and we know of who had an allegation against them,
right.
Michael, Mitch Gershman, Bruce, like, oh, well, they're the problem. And look, we've gotten rid of them. We're
right.
And clean culture now. No one works there. Worked there 15 years ago.
No.
Even the secretaries, no one works there anymore.
No, there's been 2 or 3 waves who have come through. Do you think Bruce Allen knew that this was a possibility and he took it as part of his outrageous $5 million a year salary as a team president? Or do you think he was shocked to the point of A2 Brute when it all went down?
I think he was, because I mean he was Dan's guy. He was his right hand guy. He was with him all day, every day, fighting against the league, against critics. He was the guy. I'll handle this, Mr. Snyder kind of guy. I don't think he kept Dan. He was the Haldeman and Ehrlichman. I mean, so he doesn't have to get his hands dirty kind of thing. They take care of everything because you don't want the president to have to.
So you think he was shocked? You think he was shocked and disappointed? Like, I can't believe this. I'm now being blamed for all this.
Yeah, I would think when he probably signed an NDA, to not.
Oh,
talk.
He has not been heard from.
Because he's been being paid. He's probably still being paid.
Right. Exactly. But Yeah, so he was, I mean, he was a guy that Snyder definitely tried to hang this all on. And then Cooley's name came up in the story because apparently they said Cooley was dating, or not dating, he was having a relationship with two cheerleaders.
Yes.
And I'm like, okay, I know Chris married a cheerleader.
He married one.
Back when he played. But it was unclear in the story when exactly he was dating these other two cheerleaders, whether he was having a sexual relationship with these other two cheerleaders. Was it when he was doing the show with us?
It could be. I don't know. I don't know about that, but it doesn't say because, you know, after he got divorced from
wife one, Christy.
Christy, yeah, he, got with Maddie, not the cheerleader, and who he's married to now, has a couple of kids. So
living
I don't know
in Montana,
is,
right. I don't know when it was.
Wyoming.
I would say this. I never got a whiff being close to Cooley in the studio for 3 years plus about anything going on with cheerleaders. And you know how hard guys are when it comes to keeping secrets. You know, if something's going on, something's going to slip. Like, yeah, I'm going out with Susan tonight. What?
Well, I mean, maybe it was before because he
might have been. Yeah.
He was married to another woman, you know, from your time when he first got there. From college and then got divorced.
That's
and
right.
Then
married
then
the cheerleader, then got divorced, and then found Maddie, and he's currently married. Well, anyway, his name appeared in the report. Larry Michael was named in the report. Everybody knows Larry Michael comes with his own little coating of film, so to speak, and certainly he didn't look good in this story.
In which
there are reports that young females working in his department reported him as being uncomfortable to work with and having kissed young women on the forehead and touched their cheeks. And when brought to Snyder's attention, he's like, oh, Larry's a teddy bear. He wouldn't hurt anybody.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's not the hurt point. It's the creeping me out point. Like, I don't want to deal with that at work. And I guess there was an audio clip of Larry Michael making a belittling comment about one of the interns, and it made it into the testimony today. So Andy tweeted about that the 40-year career of Larry Michael was just sent down the tubes by a 20-second soundbite on the House floor. Of their committee room.
So. Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, anyway, this is all so tangled and buried in layer upon layer of investigations. I was remembering how many things this league has investigated over the years, and my head started to spin. Spygate, Deflategate, Bountygate, the Richie Incognito Bullygate in Miami. And, you know, there's multiple Redskins investigations now as well. It's a league that investigates itself constantly.
Well, because they don't have the law coming after them. They were just a little nonprofit for a long time, just handling their own stuff. But, you know, now that they're on news front pages with Deshaun Watson stuff and with Snyder stuff, it's hard. Because it's now what the hot issue is of treatment of women and sexual harassment. You can't do that anywhere, you know.
But more importantly, now that Congress is sniffing around, there's blood in the water. There's blood in the water, and I think they're going to keep coming and keep coming and keep coming. I would like to say that there's no chance he's out, but maybe there is. Maybe there is. Huh. We'll see. Other news, Solly, this of particular interest when I saw it because of your history on this. A Pennsylvania state representative has introduced an amendment to a bill in the Senate in Pennsylvania that would require Penn State to publicly disclose the location and condition of the Joe Paterno statue in order to receive further state funding. How about that? They want to know, where is the statue of dear old Joe Pa?
That's amazing. I mean, I want to know, too. I mean, you know, rumor was it's in the stadium, in the bowels of the stadium somewhere. You know, it's behind some tarp and a fence. I don't know, though. It's maybe it's somewhere else. Release the findings. Find the statue. Put it back in front of Beaver Stadium, where it belongs.
Oh, my God.
That's amazing.
I can't believe that nobody knows where it is.
I know. You don't lose large marble statues, especially one of the famed great coach like that. You know, they removed it 10 years ago and allegedly put it somewhere in the stadium, but it hasn't been seen or heard. So I don't know, again, why nothing against the honorable Aaron Bernstein of Pennsylvania's House of Reps there, but I don't know if that's
this statue might be like MH380, the airplane that went down in the Indian Ocean. Like, we can't find it. We literally have no idea where it is.
Could be.
Oh my God,
that's something.
All right, what else is going on?
Did you see Siragusa died? Did you see that? That
Tony
just happened.
Siragusa.
Yes, Tony Siragusa.
Holy,
you were sleeping.
Shit.
Yeah, 55, dead.
Of?
Well, he was a large man, ate poorly. I think that usually is a bad...
I'm 54.
Well,
I'm large.
Was, yeah, not like
I
Siragusa.
Eat poorly.
That might be a wake-up call, my friend. Cause of death not immediately available. But he was one of those players who,
yeah,
you know, we saw him on the sidelines, was still over 300 pounds the rest of his post-playing career. So it's not a
wow. It,
that's usually how it is. But yeah, it's shocking because he still looked good and was working for Fox for a dozen years there until 2015. I don't know what he's been doing since. Maybe he's been eating more.
Did a reality show, I think, called Man Caves. Where they
really
would, yeah, they would visit, and I guess they would rehab men's basements into man caves.
Oh, okay.
He was the host of that. Wow, that's a tough one right there. That comes right on the heels of the 26-year-old Raven defensive end,
Jalen Ferguson,
right? I didn't know who he was, but he was a sack monster in college. He set like the 1AA record for most sacks in a career with like 45.
don't know what happened to him. It was something at night that he was unconscious at his home. So, I don't want to speculate, but,
could be a lot of things,
drugs or
heart attack,
something bad.
Stroke,
so,
something like that. Yeah.
Right.
Who knows? How are you fixed for, nipple mites? Ever heard of nipple mites?
Mites? No. I know.
If you thought bed bugs were revolting,
oh God.
Microscopic nipple mites could make you even more creeped out.
Oh,
apparently these tiny mites make whoopee on people's faces while you are sleeping.
Nipple mites. That's disgusting.
How many bugs are fucking on your face?
Oh,
on your face while you sleep.
I mean, there's bacteria. You look small enough, there's stuff everywhere between mites and bacteria and whatnot. So, you know, it's not the large roach in your ear like Chekhov and Ricardo Montalban kind of stuff. In Star Trek, it's usually smaller, tiny organisms that are
right
everywhere.
All right, here's another one for you. You don't have a hot tub, do you?
No.
Headline.
We don't.
Hot tubs could be hacked and turned into stinky soup.
Ooh. That sounds like a James Bond kind of way to die. Like, oh, boil them in their hot tub or something like that.
Exactly.
Well, hot tubs are notoriously filthy. I would rather lie naked on the street than get in a public hot tub. Our friend Tom Lavero nearly died from a hot tub.
He got staph infection. Yeah,
and he got it from an open part of his skin in a hot tub. He said,
"Yeah, the hot tub nearly killed me.
Almost, baby."
That's right, baby.
Nothing will kill me, baby.
Right. Nothing cigars will... didn't kill me. Me Tom's being 300 pounds didn't kill me.
No.
They said that if the hackers could remotely take over these tubs that are connected to the internet, that you could probably turn the heat all the way up, change the filtration cycles. Then in a few days, you would have a hot, stinky soup. as for your hot tub.
Well, it's like in the movies when they hack your car and they just start, you know, can't control the brakes or gas or something, and that's how they kill somebody, you know, in the future when they hack everything, which is possible with, you know, these cars that are self-driving and have nothing but smarts right. Car, you know.
Did you see the video of Delonte West, former NBA star?
No.
Literally, he was literally seen panhandling on the side of the road in West Virginia.
Wow.
Pretty bad, right? That a guy he's been, that made so much money?
Well, he's had a lot of tough times after his playing career, yeah. He's from right here, from a D.C. area guy, when Eleanor Roosevelt guy. But yeah, played in the league for years and years, probably made billions of dollars. But
he
like
said,
many people, had some problems and didn't find a way to keep it.
When the video surfaced, people were like, was that really him? He was found, and he told the image direct, it is what it is. I got children. I'm in between jobs. He said, I got to do what I got to do to feed my babies.
Yeah.
Man, that is a hell of a thing. Do you think John Wall will ever be seen panhandling at the side of the road, given that he opted in on his $47 million option for this coming year when he didn't play a single minute this year for $44 million?
Your National Basketball Association. Oh, worst contracts that just hamstring a team. And the Rockets, I mean, God bless Tommy Shepard for finding a way to get John Wall and his contract out of here. Nothing against John, but, you know, he was hurt, wasn't as good. And he was making the max, the super max, 47.
Unbelievable.
And they got him out of here. And the Rockets, I don't know why they traded for him, but
they wanted to get rid of Westbrook. So we traded him for Westbrook. Then we flipped Westbrook for spare parts from the Lakers, right?
Yeah. Well, Kyle Kuzma was the big
Kuzma.
Part of that.
Who is the other guy we got from the Lakers?
Contavious Caldwell Pope.
KCP, we got him as well. So a bunch of lesser guys. By the way, even the lesser guys in the NBA make an insane amount of money.
Of course they do.
$10, $12 million a year dudes you couldn't pick out of the Marie Osmond family photo, for God's sakes. So they, you know, now they're going to try to, they're going to buy Wall out, apparently. And
they're
going
to try to trade him or buy him out, but no one's going to trade for him. Right. He makes the max, and he's not healthy. I don't think he's healthy still.
He was healthy-ish 2 years ago when he played for the Rockets and still averaged like 21 points a game. But then they shut him down at the end of the year to say, we're going to preserve his health and start looking for a trade partner. And that lasted all year, and he didn't play at all. So he's had 2 years in the last four in which he has made $90 million, not even tickling the net once.
Must
be nice indeed. This is why I can't get super excited about the NBA draft on Thursday night. Are you excited for
the
draft party on Thursday night? Come on.
I don't know. You know, I'll know like five players. Like, oh, yeah, I remember him. And I'll look who the Wizards pick just because, but I don't really care. I don't think I watched much of the NBA playoffs at all. I just don't really.
Do you think there is a local watch party being orchestrated that the local radio stations, like our former stations, would have to go down to and you have to sit
I'm
there?
Sure.
If it was me and Scott, we'd be down somewhere, right, for draft night.
Oh, I'm sure.
Making
tomorrow,
a big deal of it.
Your home of the Wizards is the Team 980. That's who their flagship station. So,
God I'm out of that racket. I'm so happy I'm not riding around all the room. I was thinking about all the remotes we did when I was in local DC.
You did a lot. You and Cooley and you and Scott and you and Andy, and we'd go all over. So when you're in Milwaukee, I guess you're on a morning show, so there's no remotes ever. So it's
no, very rarely.
But do you do any when you're up there? Do you do any appearances or stuff?
Yeah, we'll do appearances, but it's a lot better. It's a lot different than remotes. Remotes just suck.
Yeah, doing the show at a loud, crowded bar with bad Wi-Fi, not fun.
Not fun, but free food.
But free food, and we make money.
All right. Anything else you want to talk about? I appreciate your time today. My power is still out. It's still a war-torn, ravaged landscape out here in Western Loudoun.
I don't know. What else was there? Did you see Kraft has changed their macaroni and cheese officially to mac and cheese, one of your favorite foods.
Really?
Yes.
So the formula remains the same.
Yes.
They just changed the name of it.
Right. I mean, there's a new branding thing. I guess, I mean, Kraft, the company who's made billions, you know, they make everything. They're, you know, they're one of the big names in food.
Right.
85 years it was macaroni and cheese, but everyone called it mac and cheese, I guess. And
I now wonder if finally, they had to file a patent for that.
I'm sure they did. They have lawyers. They have more lawyers than Dan Snyder. Crafts. I mean, everything has a patent.
Interesting.
I thought that was neat.
Yeah, there was that, and then apparently Ohio State finally won the right to trademark the word "the." Because they always would call themselves the Ohio State University.
Trademarks.
And so 3 years. It was a three-year battle to get
that's
that.
Nothing for a trademark.
I know, but they finally got it. So now you can't say the Ohio State. Maybe you can say the with your school, but I don't know if Ohio State's going to come after you. The Bowling Green University.
What are they going to
do? The Akron, Ohio University. I don't know. They might be like we Michael own V. Yeah.
Like Michael Buffer with his saying, you can't even say it.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Yeah, don't cease and desist.
Yes, stop.
Cease and desist.
I'm desisting. I'm desisting. Don't sue me.
I will not cease, but I will desist. Is desist used in any other context but with cease? I don't think so.
No, just like ensuing isn't used except for when they talk about kickoffs.
Kickoffs?
Following penalties. The penalty will be assessed on the ensuing kickoff.
That's true. You don't
nothing else ensues, basically, in the English language.
I guess not.
All right. Sally, I'll leave you to your devices. Thank you, as always. Hashtag more Sally. The Sally Lynn Murray podcast available on Patreon. I'll be appearing on it tomorrow.
Yes.
Which will be exciting.
God love you.
God
we
love
can't
you.
Wait.
Which is technically today because it's Thursday.
Today.
People
Thursday,
hear this today.
June 23rd.
Right. And yours drops the same day, and we'll go from there. And Scott will be back tomorrow. We couldn't get him today, so fuck Scott. I mean, just kidding. We love Scott, but hashtag more Solly. All right, bud. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, man.
All right. That concludes this week's portion of the free Zabecast. If you want extra, extra content, be a subscriber. Go ahead and sign up at zabe.com/premium. For those of you who would rather just enjoy the complimentary portion of the Zabecast, thank you very much for listening. Please exit to your left and have yourselves a wonderful three-day weekend. Tomorrow's show, the Book of Charge, I think you're going to like it every bit as much as the Yacht Rock Draft Show with Jay last week. As always, please rate and review. Tell a friend. And have a great Thursday. I'm off to Vegas with Pops. I will see you all on Monday. My CD and let me run around and put your car on cruise and lay back because it's summertime. Games of baseball a season can feel like a grind to watch, but you can put the excitement back into each and every game with MyBookie. Run lines, money lines, props galore, nobody gives you more opportunities to win than MyBookie. Getting started is simple. Deposit $300 and play with $200 instantly. Just use promo code ZABE to claim a MyBookie deposit bonus. Whether you're a diehard fan or a newcomer to the sport, there's never been a better time to join the MyBookie family. Go ahead and sign up today using promo code ZABE to secure your first deposit bonus up to $1,000 with MyBookie. Whatever you put in, they'll meet halfway, all the way up to $1,000. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.com.